Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is Block, the company formerly known as Square, a smart buy right now? That's the big question we're tackling today. In this video, we're going to dive deep into a fundamental analysis of Block stock, ticker SQ. Using methods from Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, we'll study the key numbers that he values most. Then we'll figure out three different prices for Block to really understand what it's worth in today's market. Stay with me till the end because our final fair value and rating might just surprise you. And there's more. I'll also share a special bonus that could be the deciding factor when adding Block stock to your portfolio. So, is Block a great chance to make money? Let's find out together. Right now, Block trades for $80.74 per share. This stock has been on a tear, nearly doubling in the last half year alone since the end of October 2023. Even with its recent run-up, that's a far cry from the company's all-time highs, which it hit in 2021, peaking at more than $270 a share. Since that time, the company's stock price is down by two-thirds. When we go back 8.5 years to when Block was publicly listed, even with this huge spike and then big decline coming round trip, Block stock has actually compounded at 25% annually. While Jack Dorsey may have struck out with Twitter over this time, so far he's doing pretty great with returns for Block, even after the huge fall in their stock price. As mentioned, Block is up more than double from its 52-week lows, and today trades just $2 below its 52-week high. With that recent run-up, Block is now a $50 billion company. So what does Block really do? Founded in 2009, Block provides payment services to merchants along with related services. The company also launched Cash App, a person-to-person payment network, and in 2022, Square's payment volume was a little over $200 million. Now with that understanding, let's dive deep into the numbers that Warren Buffett really cares about. This step-by-step checklist-style approach reverse engineers how Buffett would look at a company's numbers. It gives you one of the best shots of finding undervalued, high-quality stocks that can beat the market and make you a lot of money in the process. Starting with metric number one, here we want their average return on equity to be above 14%. This one is going to be pretty difficult for Block, in part given where it's at in its company life cycle and what the company has done financially. They have very low returns on capital in most of these years. In fact, this is actually negative when we average them out. The company's return on equity was positive in 3 of these 5 years, but in the last couple of years, it's turned negative, and it's trended downward over this time. That's potentially pretty concerning to see as a shareholder in the company. Even though their stock price is up since they've been public, these returns haven't been reflected in their numbers so far. It's an X on metric number one. In our next metric, we want growth in their sales, earnings, and free cash flows. Block has been a company that has grown very strongly over this time, increasing their sales from $4.7 billion in 2019 to nearly $22 billion today. That's up more than 4 times. However, the company's earnings and free cash flows haven't kept up with this. They've had modest positive earnings and free cash flows in 4 of these last 5 years. However, the company had negative earnings in 2022 and negative free cash flows in their most recent fiscal year. Again, we do have to look at where the company's at in its life cycle, and so far in this growth mode for the business, they have managed to steadily increase their gross profit. So while their profit margin has been somewhat volatile, it's roughly in line with their top line sales growth. When we dive deeper to understand why their free cash flows are negative today, this comes from a $1.2 billion change in their other net operating assets, which is something you really need to look into for the business, because in the last year alone, this was 2-4% of the entire company's net worth. Because of that change and their decreased earnings over this time, it's an X on metric number two. In metric number three, we're building off what we just learned. We want to see earnings per share growth over this time. Block's earnings are positive in their last 12 months, but they're down significantly from where they were at in 2019. The company over this time has also issued new shares to the tune of 32% shareholder dilution. With decreasing earnings and more shares outstanding, their earnings per share have cratered. This aggressive share issuance isn't necessarily out of the ordinary for some of these high-growth tech startups, but it is something to be mindful of as it can be a pretty big concern if their growth and, more importantly, their cash generation doesn't keep pace with this. Because of it, it's another X on metric number three. So far, we're still looking for our first check. Can Block turn it around in the back half of our analysis? Let's find out. In metric number four, we're looking for something similar but even more important. We want free cash flow per share growth. This is because free cash flows are the lifeblood of any business. Ultimately, it's how companies are valued. Block had positive free cash flows in four of the last 5 years, but that changed due to their $1.2 billion charge in their other net operating assets. Because of that, they have negative free cash flows in 2023, and with more shares outstanding, their free cash flows per share are down here. It's an X on metric number four. Importantly, if we were to exclude that charge, Block would have grown their free cash flows per share over this time. Again, it's something you need to dig into the company's filings to do more homework on. Next, we want to look at the company's balance sheet and figure out how they use debt. In recessions, it's businesses with too much debt that can have the biggest losses and even go bankrupt. You don't want to invest into broke companies. Over this time, Square has either had a cash position on its balance sheet or they've had a slight amount of net debt. This peaked at around $700 million in net debt in 2022, and today the company is sitting on a cash pile of $174 million. That's left over after paying off their debts. It's good the company has this cash cushion, as they were cash flow positive in four of the last 5 years, but again, they're not currently. Even with their burn today, they have enough cash to be able to support this for another 3 years. And in the last 5 years, when we average out these free cash flows, they brought in $968 million worth. From these numbers, Square might be in a better financial position than some of its other metrics might reflect. This is our first check of the day on metric number five. Our bonus you really need to consider for Square is their stock-based compensation. This has been going through the roof recently, even with the company's stock price cratering. When it would have been the least dilutive for them to issue shares at sky-high nosebleed valuations back in 2021, they weren't doing that at the same rate that they're doing today. So they're giving away even more of the company than they would otherwise. In the last 5 years, their stock-based compensation has more than quadrupled alone. While not out of the ordinary, this is perhaps a red flag for the business, especially as not all of the company's numbers are trending upward. It's something to seriously consider for Square. Now, how much are they possibly worth? Our big metric of them all, metric number six, we want the company's average free cash flows divided by their enterprise value to give us a yield that gives a slight risk premium to the 10-year treasury. Today, that 10-year treasury sits at 4.2%, so we're looking for at least 5% or greater based on their last 5 years of free cash flow. Right now, Block has a $50 billion enterprise value, which is what we get when we add their market cap and their net debt position, or in this case, their net cash position, together. It looks at Block more like it's a private business. On average, Block brings in $194 million of free cash flow in a given year. When we divide that by their enterprise value, it gives us a very small 0.4% average free cash flow yield. That's down 10 times from the 10-year treasury yield. Today, Block has negative cash flows, which means they have a negative current free cash flow yield. On both of these, Block comes in below our benchmark, meaning it's an X on metric number six. But don't just throw the business out. We still have two more ways of valuing the company before we put these all together at the end of the video for our fair value and final rating. So keep watching. Our next valuation uses a discounted cash flow model. Here it allows us to grow Block's free cash flows out into the future. They haven't been a very predictable business, in part because of their high growth and then this pretty steep drop-off recently. This affects the predictability of their free cash flows, and in fact, those are pretty off in the last couple of years. Because of this, even though it's perhaps one of the loosest metrics, we're going to use their EBITDA numbers. This comes in at under a dollar per share on average in the last 3 years. And if we use some pretty lofty growth assumptions and project these growing at 20% annually for the next 10 years, and then having that growth rate half and grow at 10% annually in the decade after that, Even if we add in their tangible book value to get an estimate of their net worth, if we want a market-beating 15% rate of return, which is what Warren Buffett looks for, today a fair value for Block is around $32.50 based on a DCF. Keep some other key points in mind. While the company's profitability hasn't matched its growth so far, right now Block actually trades at a lower multiple of both price to revenue and EV to revenue. That's also a loose valuation metric, but it is one you might want to consider if they're able to get into a higher level of profitability after they've had all this growth. Looking at multiple ways we can potentially value the company, it looks like Block is out ahead of most of these. The only valuation it comes in at around today is our third estimate, which is its GF value. This comes in at $86 per share, which is $5 above their current stock price. If you want to learn more about our fair value method and improve your investing knowledge, get the free resource from our Patreon linked below in the description. Analyst estimates for the company are all over the board, with a high estimate of $110 per share, an average of $89, and a low all the way at $40. Clearly, there are some mixed opinions about this company, and its lack of predictability has not helped it. So far, we've covered most of the numbers that Warren Buffett cares about, but it's the qualities of a business that are ultimately more important to him. Why don't we learn what these are so we can combine them with our numbers to get a more accurate fair value for the business? Let's start with the long thesis first. Number one, the ongoing shift toward electronic payments has created and may continue to create room for payment companies to see solid growth without stealing share from each other. Number two, ancillary services are becoming a more critical engine for growth and may help Block fully monetize its merchant client base and improve margins. Number three, electronic payment growth is shifting overseas, and Block's business model looks portable into international markets, as the company doesn't rely on a large local sales force to attract merchants. But it's not all positive for Block. Let's look at a short thesis as well. Number one, Block's focus on micro and small merchants increases its macroeconomic sensitivity. Number two, Block has not yet shown that it can convert its strong growth into better profitability. That's a key one we've been touching on. Number three, Block's relatively high pricing will likely put a ceiling on its eventual market penetration. That's similar to something PayPal has seen in their business in recent years, as they've been forced to drop their take rate. Now let's put it all together for Block. This far in our fundamental analysis of Block, ticker symbol SQ, we learn they go 1-for-6 on the Select 6 analysis. While the company has very strong growth in their top line numbers, they haven't backed this up with profitability improvements. They've also heavily diluted shareholders, especially after their stock has crashed. Still, they do have a solid cash position and they've been cash flow generative in their last handful of years. While they took a large charge and didn't generate cash in 2023, things may not be all bad for the business. With a wide range of valuations and targets on Block, today, based on our analysis and their business qualities, it looks like a fair value price comes in at around $46 per share. That's just above the low range for analyst target prices. It's up $8 from their 52-week low, but down quite a bit from today's stock price. This makes Block look like it's overvalued. What are your thoughts? Share them in the comments below. And watch this next video.